Today we'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Vav of Masechta Shabbos. Some of the key topics and concepts that will be discussed include carrying from Rishus HaYachid, a private area, to Rishus HaRabim, a public area, through an exempt area such as a Karmelis, which is considered an in-between type of an area. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, carrying through the sides of Rishus HaRabim. Now, since people don't usually travel in those areas unless traffic is very heavy, is that area still considered Rishus HaRabim or not? The four different Rishuyas legally defined areas regarding carrying on Shabbos. They are Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, and Makom Patur. The Gemara will present a Tesefta which will illustrate and explain each of them. Lechi and Kaira, a private street which is open to Rishus HaRabim. While Minat Torah, you would be allowed to carry inside that street. However, it's Asim Drabun to carry there unless the open end of the street is marked over with a Lechi, which is an upright post, or a kaira, which is a beam placed across the open end of the street. Pasi Birois, wells in Rishus HaRabim. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when people would travel to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim, they couldn't always bring along enough water for the whole trip. Drinking wells were dug along the way to accommodate these travelers. However, many times, these wells were big enough to be considered Rishus HaYachid, which meant that the people couldn't take the water out of them since the wells were situated within the Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbanan allowed carrying in the area around the wells if it were enclosed, so to speak, with four L-shaped posts on its four corners, referred to as Pasi Birois. The area around the wall would then be considered Rishus HaYachid, thereby allowing the travelers to drink from the wells.